You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
What are we living for? Abandoned places. I guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero. Another miner's cry. Behind the curtain. In the pantomime. Heard the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? Show must go on. Show must go on. Inside my heart is breaking. My makeup may be flaking, but my smile still stays. Whatever happens, I leave it all to chance. Another heartache, another failed romance. On and on. Does anybody know what we are living for? I guess I'm learning. I must be warning out. I've soon been turning, turning, turning. Like the wings of butterfly, fairy tales of yesterday grow and never die. I can fly.
Why not do something completely different and actually start with a track that could be a cover version that we don't quite know who was singing it? I thought it was Queen. Clearly it was the Show Must Go On. It's Sound and Nick's Vision. What can we say? Blame Mr. Computer Nick. It's January, February time. Lord knows.
It's the cold, Alex.
Volume 25.
It is. Here we go again. We're on the radio again.
It's almost as though we've never been away after the festive delights that Indeed. Volume 24 brought.
I've been swinging on the gate since the last show.
I noticed there was some of your earlier primate stuff being brought forward in terms of just the style and the approach and everything else. We've been warned, actually, by our colleagues in media production, we may well have live bagpipes playing in the background of this particular production. That's all right. We can cope with that because we are professionals, are we not, Nick?
We are.
Are we not, Sue Royce?
Absolutely.
Marvellous. That's what it's all about. Clearly it wasn't necessarily Queen there.
It was Queen.
Was it?
We're not too sure of the vocal, the frontman.
Yeah.
It could be Adam Lambert, or it could be Paul Rodgers, but it's definitely not Freddie Mercury.
It was your choice, and the show will go on, because otherwise how could the Mavericks do what they're about to do?
They couldn't.
And what are they about to do, Nick?
Dance the night away.
Sometimes I wonder, we work so hard on these linking features.
It's called
we have a rehearsal.
It's called going blind.
You think, where are we? exciting. Dance the Night Away, The Mavericks, Sue Royce. That's the sort of number that gets you on the tables. So why weren't you on the studio tables then?
Well, for starters, there's not enough room. Not enough room.
Oh, come now. If Lord Lou Grade, the founder of ATV, could actually have a whole career before he went into television production, dancing the Charleston on a teeny tiny tabletop, I'm sure you could actually do something in the studio.
Well, maybe, but I'm not sure that the desk wouldn't give way.
That's harsh. Probably give way
I'm
for
not
the gonna
say,
emotion.
I'm not going to say fair.
Because surely, Nick, that would be an ideal photographic shoot for your good self.
Well,
Sue dancing
on the table.
My imagination's gone, Alex. I now have lost all concentration.
Lots of laughs in every edition of Sound and Nick's Vision, but also a slight refrain, because the next two pieces of magical tunes are brought to celebrate and commemorate the work of two sensational individuals. And we haven't forgotten Rick Parfitt either, because...
No, we haven't, no.
Slot into place from that point of view. But before we actually talk about those two individuals, the Mavericks, you have a little tale to share with us about.
Yeah, I actually did quite a bit of... Well, spent quite a bit of time with them out in Nashville when I was last out there. Robert Reynolds, who was a former member of the original band, and pretty much spent all my time on and off with Robert.
Did he look after you?
Oh, he did. Top man. We had some giggles.
I'm not
surprised. It was good. It was good.
He didn't sort of lead you into strange and weird American tat words?
No, we did go into some strange things.
Really?
Which you can't really talk about.
Stranger than Skegness?
Skeg Vegas? Really?
Just thought I'd raise that issue. Let's move on to prog rock extraordinaire. Sue, you're not really a prog rock fan, are you?
It's not a genre that I would immediately go to, no. But
And I mean, I have to say, hats off to producer Kat for even beginning to get the completest view here. Carn Evil number 9 / First Impressions Part 2. I mean, that you get all of that right.
Specific.
Without any typos and all sorts of other factors, you know, merits at least the receipt of a Donny Osmond, the greatest hits album, which I'm sure we can sort out in some way, shape, or form. But in all seriousness, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, most folk tend to think of them, if not for pictures from an exhibition, but probably for fanfare for the common man.
Yeah, that I would think would probably be the most recognised track they did.
And not Carn Evil number 9 / First Impressions Part 2.
No, this is good, though.
Is this just an artistic thing? Does it appeal to your artistic?
Well, I was a mega ELP fan anyway. Still am. And obviously on the back of Greg's death, I quite started to kind of revisit, because I wanted to do something on the show that would mark the occasion.
Greg Lake, and of course, I think is Keith Emerson still with us?
No, he passed last.
Exactly.
Might have been last year. Lost track of time.
Just Palmer, though, effectively.
Yeah. Carl, he's the only one left.
He should get together with Huntley. They could actually have a biscuit corporation.
They could do
with prog rock.
Bonds are idea. I'll mention it next time I see him.
It's a way forward. We'll only take 15%. Time for prog rock.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. And he dies.
This is Siren FM.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
No!
also in the great rock concert that will be Heaven FM, George Michael and Praying for Time, a favourite of yours, I believe so.
Yes. Yeah, that was one of many tunes from his that I really enjoy listening to. It's the sort of thing that you just listen to rewind and relax, and it's just a really good tune.
And George Michael, to me, doesn't strike one as the kind of artist you would have gone for, actually. Nick's surprised when you actually wanted to run a tribute to the Michael Meister, because I would have thought, surely he's in the kind of commercial poppy elements, really.
Well, yes, I mean, the Wham years, totally give that a swerve, big time. But then when he started to really do the work that he ended up doing,
serious, so you wouldn't serious. Be as emotionally overwrought if Andrew Ridgeley had bought the farm?
No, I mean, I think certainly when these kind of things happen, for me, I tend to revisit the work of these people when people like this die. And you think,
of course, they're really not dead as long as we remember them.
Well, or by the Albans.
And that's what's said about two of the next fine folk who are up there, one, of course, being John Lennon, the other one, of course, being George Harrison. It's an early Beatles track.
It is. It is actually the first track that I ever learnt to play the guitar.
Nick Elliott.
On the guitar.
Ace rock photographer and ace guitarist as well.
Fantastic.
Astounding.
Track.
You may not have heard of them, actually, Sue. They were from Liverpool, a little beat combo called...
Yes, I have.
The Beatles.
Yes, the Beatles, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4! Well, she was just 17, and you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her standing there.
It's 2 minutes, 51 seconds, of course, just in terms of working through. I saw her standing there from the 2 minutes, 51 seconds of the Beatles, though. We move to 9 minutes, 30 seconds. So he's rolled out all sorts of other things this week. So far, Queen, the Mavericks, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, George Michael and the Beatles. Do you know what he's got for 9 minutes, 30 seconds?
No, but I can't wait to find out.
A lad from New Jersey singing almost a ballad. It's almost a rock ballad as we hear the tale. And it's a tragic end as well. No spoilers, but I believe he goes over the cliff at the end of this.
Oh, so it's a tune with a tail then.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
Only that it's Bruce Springsteen.
He was born a little baby on the Appalachian Trail. At 6 months old, he'd done 3 months in jail. He robbed the bank in his diapers and his little bare baby feet. All he said was, folks, my name is Outlaw Pete. I'm Outlaw Pete. I'm Outlaw Pete. Can you hear me? At 25, a Mustang pony heated steel. And it rolled around and round on heaven's wheel. Father Jesus, I'm an outlaw, a killer, and a thief. And I slowed down on leader, so my grief. I'm outlaw.
Sat high upon an icy Some say Pete and his pony vanished over the edge. Some say they remain frozen high upon that icy ledge. A young Navajo girl washes in the river, skin so fair. And braids a piece of Pete's buckskin chaps into her hair.
Outlaw Pete has ceased to be. But you're keeping the Western theme going, are you not, Nick, in this extravaganza of material
you've put
bit.
Together? I'm a little bit. So I just was going through this kind of Wild West phase.
Evidently, clearly.
Indeed.
And I can see people saddling up now and saying, yo, camo, let's ride on the range. We've had the Beatles. What have we got now?
We've got the Stones, Rolling Stones. Make me be bitter.
watch you walk up and down my spine, it makes me feel strangely alive. Esto un scandalo? What do you think we're referring to, Sue? Then I met an Englishman. Oh, he said, won't you walk up and down my spine? It makes me feel strangely alive.
I haven't got the faintest, foggiest clue.
Not in these shoes.
Oh. Sue, you're going to have lots of difficulty choosing between Queen, the Mavericks, ELP, the Beatles, George Michael, Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stones and Kirsty MacColl. And we haven't finished yet.
I know.
So much to fit into the whole programme. Nick, very briefly, you're doing more wonderful things in book terms. What are you doing with respect to that?
Yes, I am. Just about to launch a brand new book. Ice Cream and Sun Cream, end of a 2-year project that
Ice
I've been
cream,
working
you
on.
Ice Cream, they all scream for Nick Scream.
Indeed. They can do.
Then he was too far from home. twisting, turning rope. Higher and higher and higher they climb. And those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, she was looking so right in her diamonds and frills. All those big city nights, in those high rolling hills, above all the lights, she had all of the soul. She had been born with a face that would let her get away. He saw that face and he lost all control.
People get in touch with you and the programme Sound and Nick's Vision.
Well, they can go to my press office, which is nickelliott.info. Have a look, and there's no end of stuff on there.
Or Facebook, or Twitter. Yeah. Instagram?
Do a bit of that, yeah.
Marvellous.
Yeah, we're on Instagram, me.
Penultimate tune on the show today. It probably is a tune after a fashion. Shut Your Mouth. That wasn't a request, Nick, by the way.
Oh, I see.
It's just a lyrical point. It's David Bowie and China Girl, of course.
It is indeed.
We knew that.
From his 80s days.
She just says, shut your mouth.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl. I've been tragic like I'm Marlon Brando.
Your tune from the 10 we've actually had so far before we go out with Level 42 and the Sun Goes Down.
It's been really hard, but I think that George Michael gets my vote. I think.
There you have it. The Surai selection from this edition, Volume 25 of Sound and Nick's Vision. It's all over, Nick. We've done it. We've launched February.
We have.
The fantastic edition of Sound and Nick's Vision. And coming up in the very near future, Volume 26. It's astounding. Sun Goes Down. Why?
Brilliant. Just fantastic.
I thought you were going to say because the Earth revolves around it on a regular basis.
Now, that's the kind of thing you would say.
Well, all right, then. Keep music live. At least
always.
I remembered. One, two, three.
Keep music live.
Every town, but I don't mind, that's the way she wants to be. something about her that reminds me of me. She's my soulmate. We'll be together till the sun goes down.